Seems that not yet. Jayo Radha Madhava, Jayo Kunjabi Hari. Kapijana Balava, Jayo Giri Varadhari, Jayo Giri Varadhari. Yashoda Nandana, Jayo Braja Janaranjana, Yashoda Nandana, Jayo Braja Janaranjana, Jayo Braja Janaranjana. Yamuna Tira Banachari, Jayo Kuncha Bihari, Jayo. Jayo Yamuna Tira Banachari, Jayo Kuncha Bihari. Jayo Radha Madhava, Jayo Kuncha Bihari. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Shri Prabhupada ki Granta Rashtra Srimad Bhagavatam ki All glories to the Sambal devotees. All glories to the Sambal devotees. All glories to the Sambal devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Glories to Shri Prabhupada. Narayanam Namaskrityam Haram Taiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udiraye Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya So we are reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5th, Chapter 9, 20th, Text 23rd. So If you want to repeat, it's short. It's, I guess most of you have the phones and whatever is. Apak Purusha Viryaksta. Apak Purusha Viryaksta. Apak Purusha Viryaksta. Punantir Bhurbhuvah Suvah. Punantir Bhurbhuvah Suvah. Punantir Bhurbhuvah Suvah. Tanak Punita Mivagni. Tanak Punita Mivagni. Tanak Punita Mivagni. Sprishatam Atmana. Sprishatam Atmana Bhupaiti. Sprishatam Atmana Bhupaiti. Sprishatam Atmana Bhupaiti. Apak Purusha Viryaksta. Apak Purusha Viryaksta. Punantir Bhurbhuvah Suvah. Punantir Bhurbhuvah Suvah. Tanak Punita Mivagni. Tanak Punita Mivagni. Sprishatan Atmana Bhupaiti. Sprishatan Atmana Bhupaiti. Apak Purusha Viryaksta. Punantir Bhurbhuvah Suvah. Tanak Punita Mivagni. Sprishatan Atmana Bhupaiti. You don't have it. Okay. Apaha, O water, Purusha Viryaha, endowed with the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sta, you are. Punantihi, sanctifying. Bhuhu, of the planetary system, known as Bhuhu. Bhubaha, of the Govak planetary system. Subaha of the Swak planetary system. Tah, that water. Naha of us. Punita, purify. Amiva Nihi, who destroys sin. Sprishatam, of those touching. Atmana, by your constitutional position. Bubaha, the bodies. Iti, thus. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Sivaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The inhabitants of Krishna, the inhabitants of Crown Chadweep worship with this mantra. O water of the rivers, you have obtained energy from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, you purify the three planetary systems known as Bhulok, Bhuvalok, and Swarlok. By your constitutional nature, you take away sins, and that is why we are touching you. Kindly continue to purify us. Purport. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 7:4, Bhumir apona lobayu kammano buddhir evacham hankara iti ame vina prakritir ashtata. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego, all together, these eight comprise my separated material energies. The energy of the Lord acts throughout the creation, just as heat and light, the energies of the sun, act within the universe and make everything work. The specific rivers mentioned in the Shastras are also energies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and people who regularly bathe in them are purified. It can actually be seen that many people are cured of diseases simply by bathing in the Ganges. Similarly, the inhabitants of Crown Chadweep purify themselves by bathing in the rivers there. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshuru Melitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Mukam karoti vachalam pangulangayate girim yatkripatamaham bandhe shri gurum dinataranam panchakalpataruvyascha kripa sindhuvyai vacha patitanam pavanevyo vaishnavevyo namo namaha shri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda shri advaita gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Good morning. Thank you for coming to Srimad Bhagavatam class. So in this prayer by the inhabitants of Crown Chadweep, they are pointing to the energy of the Lord. And they are showing their division of Bhakta, one who follows the process of Bhakti Yoga. They can see Krishna everywhere. In other processes like Karma Yoga, they see Krishna in temples mainly as the realization is not as the realization in Bhakti Yoga. Realization in Karma Yoga is more as the relationship between a citizen and the government. Just you behave properly just to receive something. But in Bhakti Yoga, you want to bring the Lord into your inner circle or inner environment of friends, and you want Him to be part of your life. And in this realization, the devotees, they see that they are Krishna Vada, we could say. They see Krishna everywhere. They don't make distinctions between His energy and Him. They don't make a distinction in the essence. Therefore, Prabhupada, in the purport of the Prabhupada, that they're actually the residents or inhabitants of Kanchadip, they are explaining that aspect of the rivers that are imbibed with the energy of the Lord. And these rivers are all over the universe, but specifically, of course, they refer to holy rivers. However, Prabhupada here is pointing that aspect of the Lord, that He is in every atom, and He has two main energies. The energy of the material world, which is called Prakriti, Apara Prakriti, and then the other Prakriti, the other energy, which is called Para, which are the living entities. Bhumir apo nalo vayuka mano buddhir eva cha. So this verse that Krishna described in 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita is the beginning of the explanation of the Bhakti Yoga process. The first 6 chapters of Bhagavad Gita are explaining the other different processes. It's a general summary, but mainly are explaining Karma Yoga. In the 7th chapter, Krishna begins by telling Arjuna that he will now explain a knowledge that if he hears attentively Srinu, he will realize everything, whatever you need to know, either material or spiritual. And he begins by this verse, Bhumir apo nalo vayu, explaining how everything we see in this material world is an energy of the Lord. Then he will explain that there are living entities who are, by ignorance, they are trying to exploit this energy, and therefore they are suffering. But either way, he is the source of all these energies. He's controlling these energies. There is the famous word, Matam Parataranya Kichin Astidananjanya Sutre Manigana Iva, that he is behind the creation, is the theme of the creation, as a threat, that as a, there are a strung, I will read, because as pearls are strung on a thread. So although we don't see him, why we don't see him? Because of the mood of material nature. No? He's covered by the curtain of Maya, Naham Prakasa Sarvasa. And therefore we cannot see him, but he's revealing himself through to the sound vibration. So he is behind banyan tree, behind the sun, behind the moon, behind the water, etc. In the process of bhakti, we learn about that relationship. So this is part of the Sambandha Jnana. There is a relationship. In the other processes, if, for example, Mayavadis, who are not very welcome by Srila Prabhupada, they see Maya everywhere. There are Mayavadis, they only see Maya. In the beginning, we also make distinction, we say this is Maya, this is Krishna. But at least theoretically, we accept that this is all spiritual. This is the energy of the Lord. However, my wife, they say that everything is an illusion. But we say that this material world is real. It's actually real, but its manifestations, called Maya, are temporary, are changing all the time. Situations and people externally are changing. Our mind is changing, our ideas, where the way we perceive things is changing. It's all about Krishna said, Matras Parsas to Kauntya, Sitos Nasuka Dukada. This material world is illusion in the sense that we label then this is happiness, this is distress, according to our perception. But these changes are going eternally. Eternally, this material world is existing. Sometimes unmanifested and sometimes manifested. So I will go to the purport, don't go too far. So Prabhupada said, after the energy of the Lord acts throughout the creation, just as heat and light, energies of the sun, act within the universe and make everything work. So Krishna many times is explaining that everything is working under his direction. So there is a plan, and all these residents, like the demigods, they are accepting the plan. That's their qualification. They accept the plan of the Lord. How we don't accept the plan of the Lord? Because there are many events that happen in our life. We have the tendency to think that we have a better plan than Krishna. If we have to write our life, we will make it better. Especially with difficult and provoking situations, human beings ask why this is happening to me. But everything is a plan of the Lord, and our only option is to be nimitta matram. Like Krishna says to Arjuna, you can be an instrument of myself. Like Arjuna was in a very difficult situation, and he even saw the outcome of the battlefield. He didn't want to fight. He didn't want to eat the fruits of his so-called sinful activity of killing. But Krishna said to him, this is my plan already. Everything is under my direction, and you can be an instrument and do it as a service. So in this way, everything is controlled by the Lord, and we can only take it as a service and accept the plan. Punjane vatmakrita vipakam. The devotee always see that the reactions of his karma is as part of the plan of the Lord, who is even minimizing his reactions, and he just is tolerating and keeps connected with Krishna, praying. So the specific river mentioned in the Shastras are also energies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and people who regularly bathe in them are purified. It can actually be seen that many people are cured of diseases simply by bathing in the Ganges. Similarly, the inhabitants of Kranchadvip purify themselves by bathing in the rivers there. So there are many facilities in this material world by which one can purify his self. And one of these elements are the holy rivers that are throughout the universe, especially the Ganges, by the mercy of Krishna, is descending in the material world. And one can bathe in those rivers and be purified from many sinful activities. Of course, these rivers are not in itself the purifiers. Basically, they purify because holy people, holy sadhus, they bathe on those rivers, especially in the trajectory of the Ganges. There are many holy places and temples, and also the Lord, Supreme Krishna, Supreme Lord, he performed pastimes in the Ganges, in the Yamuna, different incarnation of Vishnu also. And therefore holy men go there to bathe in the river. But if there are not holy men, then there is no question of purification. Because all the sinful activities will stay there in the river. The sadhus, they can purify even holy places. To say to highlight the importance of how the devotees are more important. Srimad Bhagavatam explained that if you go to the holy places and bathe in the river, there is not much benefit if you don't take advantage of the holy people who are there. Like going to India, we had these parikrams, like today, this year will be a very, like, I think will be the huge, the bigger parikram ever. Because the devotees all over the world will be in the only one parikram, and Sikhs go to Mandala parikram. So the devotees are organizing a huge parikram, and they will be listening. The parikram consists in going to holy places, but when you go to a holy place, for example, places where Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda were, there will be a devotee explaining about those places and explaining about the tattva also and the lila. So we are coming close to Nityananda Trayodashi on Wednesday. We have a huge celebration. And Srila Prabhupada, he gave many lectures a few lectures on the appearance day of Lord Nityananda. And something particularly in the lectures of Srila Prabhupada is that any time he was giving presenting an incarnation of the Lord, or even the appearance day of his spiritual master, he will speak tattva and very little lila. That's very interesting. Because we are eager to hear the pastimes of the Lord, which is wonderful. It's wonderful. But the mood of our acharya was always to establish first the tattva somehow. Why? Because we need to know who are these personalities. Like, we don't want to take it cheap. These great personalities, which are just the Supreme Lord Himself. For example, in Krishna Lila, Krishna performed many activities in which some of those activities are very intimate, like the rasa dance. And sometimes also Krishna will steal things, for example, when he was a child. But the devotees, they know Bhagavad Gita first, and they understand like we were saying, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavata Sarvam Pravartate, that Krishna is the source of all energies. So he's not an ordinary personality. He's performing this activity. He married with thousands of princes. And sometimes his character seems to be ambiguous by someone who doesn't know who is Krishna. So when we present Krishna, we don't want to expose him to make a comparison. Like if you have your parents or some friend of yours, you are very close, you want to be close to them or you love them. But you don't go to outside in the street and you say, you know, my parents, what they do, they went to the honeymoon. And they did this and that, and you say very intimate things about them. You know, my father, what he did. My mother did that. You don't want to say intimate things that you keep only in your family, because you will expose them. You may misunderstand your parents. You don't say the way they play maybe in their house, or the way they treat with each other. You want to keep it sacred. And when you talk about your parents, you say, yeah, they are great, they are very nice. Yeah, they always help me, etc. But you don't go, you may know, don't want to go further. So in the same way, with Krishna Prabhupada, pastor, he was very particular. He would discriminate when to speak, when not to speak about his pastimes. We don't go and say people like the first time he comes, oh, Krishna, yeah, he's a thief. Yeah. And he had many girlfriends. Yeah. People will understand other things. Maybe the devotee, he can understand, but it's like this relationship. You don't want, or if you have a friend, no, that mischievously did something, you don't say, no, ooh, like Sean, you know Sean? I saw him taking Mahaprasad from the cooler. And this is another way you want to introduce him, for example, to the first time someone wants to know about him. You must say, no, Sean, he's a nice, yeah, nice. It's part of his learning about Krishna consciousness and said, like that. So one of the things that Prabhupada used to say always when talking about Lord Nityananda was that he would describe that he is not different from Balaram, first thing he would say. So then Wednesday we'll make here more pastimes. He was explained that there is no difference between Balaram and Nityananda. Both are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and there is no difference between Balaram and Krishna, except color. One is white and one is black. Mother Yamuna and Tamal Krishna Maharaj had they were discussing the difference between Krishna and Balaram. Mother Yamuna was saying that Balaram is different from Krishna because he's not with Radharani. And Krishna is with Radharani. But Tamal Krishna Maharaj would say, no, the difference between Krishna and Balaram is that Krishna is black and Balaram is white. And they went to Srila Prabhupada and they put the arguments. They said, Srila Prabhupada, Krishna and Balaram are different because they have different color. Prabhupada said, that's correct. And then Mother Yamuna said, Tamal Krishna explained, but Mother Yamuna says that Krishna and Balaram, the only difference they have is that Krishna has his eternal consort, but Balaram not. He said, that's correct, Srila Prabhupada said. And then Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, but we are saying the different things, and you're saying that it's correct. And Prabhupada said, that's correct. That's correct also. So in other words, the Supreme Lord is always inconceivable. In Narantanda Thakur, Prabhupada used to start his lecture on Nityananda Trayodasik with this verb, Brajendra Nandana Jai Satchisutta Halosai Balaram Hailo Nitai. El Señor Krishna, the Lord Krishna, he is the son of Nanda Maharaj. But he has become now Lord Chaitanya. In Balaram, he has become Nitai in these pastimes. So in Balaram, he is the source of all avatars. He is the first expansion of Krishna, Swamsa. Which is explain his only difference. In the paravyoma of spiritual sky, there are millions of universes, innumerable universes, spiritual universes, and in those, the highest planet in those universes is Krishna Loka, and Krishna Loka is divided in Dwarka, Mathura, and Goloka, and there Balaram expands in, he's manifested in a Chaturbyuha also, as Balaram, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, and Shesha. In his expansions, quadruple expansions, he will go farther out of love to reach the conditioned souls. because he's in the spiritual sky. But then there is another expansion in the Vaikuntha planets, that he maintains the knowledge and existence of the Vaikuntha and spiritual Krishna Loka planets. But then he goes further and he manifests in the material world in the form of Mahavishnu. He creates the universe, yes, and glances the material energy in the form of Mahavishnu or Karano Dakasai Vishnu. And then he goes further, entering in every universe as Garbha Dakasai Vishnu. And also in every universe there will be a Swetadvip, a spiritual planet, a Vaikuntha planet. There is another Swetadvip in Krishna Loka, which is called Vrindavan. But there is also Swetadvip in every universe where Lord, the Supreme Paramatma, resides there. So he expands in three ways, Balaram, Karana Dakasai Vishnu, Garbha Dakasai Vishnu, and Shira Dakasai Vishnu, providing the whole creation and entering in every, guiding every living entity as Paramatma. And all these things are meant for the conditioned soul who reject Krishna. We Bahir Mukha, we rejected Krishna and we look toward the material energy to enjoy. But Krishna is the best friend, and Balaram also, and they don't have any bad feelings about us. So they know that the only way we can have an experience here is through them. So Balaram comes here, and he guides us to even pursue material happiness. And then later on, when we turn our face to him, he will guide us in the spiritual path. And he will manifest as the spiritual master externally. And internally he will continue guiding us through the Paramatma feature. So Lord Balaram, when he was in Krishna Lila, he performed a particular pastime when Roma Harsana Sutta, he was speaking to the sages of Naimisharanya. And he was going in pilgrimage, and he saw Roma Harsana Sutta, everyone bowed down, but Roma Harsana Sutta, he was speaking on the Vyasa San, and he didn't bow down. And Lord Balaram wanted to teach him the importance of humility, that we have to be humble and respect our seniors. And he, just with a blade of grass, he placed that blade of grass on Ramaharsana Sutta, and Ramaharsana Sutta got liberation by that, immediately, leaving his body. And in the same way, Lord Nityananda, he's going also with the Trinal Api Sunichana mood. He's going with in his teeth, he's putting a blade of grass, and he's going to everyone saying, please accept Krishna, Vajo Krishna, worship Krishna, Krishna is your Krishna Pita, Krishna Mata. So Krishna is your mother, Krishna is your father, Krishna is everything. And by worshipping Krishna, Dharma, Sara, Krishna, by worshipping Krishna, you fulfill the essence of all dharmas. This is the supreme dharma, worshipping Krishna. So he's distributing and opening the market of love for God through the giving the holy name through everyone, even if they are qualified or not qualified. That's the greatness and uniqueness of Bhakti Yoga, which can be taken by everyone who is willing to accept the mercy. Other processes, you have to promote in different ways. We can say here, everyone can come to this temple and chant Hare Krishna, but others' process, if they really understand the process, they cannot say that. They only can say, only people who are detached can come here. Only people who are non-marriage can come here, who are practicing celibacy, or who are detached. This is the jnana process. But in bhakti, the Lord Nityananda is given to, it's to everyone, and even he rescued Jagai and Madai, who probably will hear the passing on Wednesday, who were the epitome of Kali Yuga. They represent us, many of us, how we were before coming to Krishna consciousness. And so we are, Lord Nityananda is representing that mercy who can change the heart of everyone. And he manifests as the spiritual master eternally. So he's the Guru Tattva, the original Guru Tattva is coming from Lord Nityananda. Just, we can stop here. If you have any question.
Will you do the Lord Brahma comes externally the spiritual master, internally he guides you.
You say it internally. Yes, Srila Prabhupada explained in the verse Brahmanante Brahmite Kona Bhagavan Jiva Guru Krishna Prasade Bhagya Bhakti Lat Bij that a person is get fortune Bhagyavan after many life when he has a desire to advance in spiritual life. He wants a spiritual master, so Krishna can be guiding you within, will bring the spiritual master. And the spiritual master will bring Krishna. As Paramatma, he's eternally guiding us in a neutral way first, when, like he explained in the Bhagavad Gita, he's the Anumanta, he's the one who is the one who sanctions every activity we do. Even if you want to perform sinful activities, you need the guidance and the promise of Paramatma. Because he is Smritigyanam Apohanam Cha. He is the one who is giving knowledge and remembrance. We cannot do anything by our own. If Paramatma wasn't here, we cannot even live. So Paramatma is giving the forgetfulness of Krishna. If he doesn't want you, you can't forget Krishna. It's because we want to forget Krishna, but we need the mercy of Krishna to forget Krishna. So he's Smriti Gyanan Apohanam, he's giving forgetfulness within. So he's guiding even when you want to go away from Krishna. Of course, it's in a sense we know about the influence of Maya, everything is there. But Paramatma is sanctioning. He's also, there are at least, we have to understand, three doers. One doer is the living entity who desires, but then there is another aspect, another doer who is material energy, who performs the activity. Like even if I want to take prasadam, I need material energy to take it because I am not this body. So I need this body to, which is part of the material energy, to take a glass of water. So without the material energy, I cannot perform any activity, but at the same time the material energy won't work without the sanction of the Lord, because the Lord is directing the material energy. Maya dakshena prakriti, I am directing this material energy, and this all is doing by Balaram. He's the one who is maintaining it. But Balaram acts as a as the servitor god, as Shesha. He's serving Krishna, but in his other manifestation, he's somehow assisting us in the material world, making this material world to exist and maintaining it. So this is, even in our forgetfulness of Krishna, still Paramatma is there. But when we want to perform devotional service because of the mercy we receive, the mercy of a devotee, and we develop that desire, then the spiritual master is needed. And Krishna within will guide us to obtain, to recognize, at least to understand the need of the spiritual master. And then the spiritual master will guide us externally. Like Krishna said, Te shane vanu kan partana hyana gyana yantamaha nasayami admadaba sto gyanadi pena vasvata. He's guiding us when we approach to him within, and he's given the intelligence even to fulfill the instruction of the spiritual master. When we are not very intelligent, we cannot understand everything we receive. By our bhajan and our sincerity, Krishna will guide us even to do service for him. Sometimes if you have to cook or whatever, distribute books, the spiritual master gave you the instruction, but he didn't tell you all the details. But you may take shelter of Krishna and he will guide you. The spirit of, in the mood of taking shelter of the spiritual master. This everything is connected. We don't see a difference also between Paramatma and the spiritual master. It's not a guidance that you hear a voice and say, "Hey, Haribol, Prabhu, so give the book to this person." And then Paramatma says, "No, now give to him. Now go to the temple because you will fall in Maya." It's not talking, no? It's not a voice. But Paramatma will manifest according to our surrender, according how we surrender, and according to the knowledge we pursue through the scriptures. We will be able to recognize Paramatma because we know what is Shastra. So we understand that feelings that we have, there are anukulyasa sankalpa or pratikulyasa varjanam, if they are favorable to Krishna consciousness or not. So for instance, some new people sometimes they say, Paramatma told me to smoke while chanting. Or like that. So when you develop more knowledge, you can understand that Paramatma never would say something like that. Or he told me to mistreat this devotee. You know? He told me that this devotee is very envious. This Paramatma is telling me. It's not the way he will Paramatma will function, because therefore we need the scriptures to understand. And to understand the scripture, we need the spiritual master, and it's an all combination. It's a team, it's not isolated. We're working in team from the higher realms. There is a team helping us. There is never a single individual helping us. Even the demigods are helping us. In the second canto, they describe how they are guiding, helping us to even move our eyebrows, everything. So there is a whole team. So we never say me and Krishna, or me and Paramatma, me and my spiritual master. We understand that there is a whole plan. Therefore, we are not Bimuda. We don't want to be Bimuda, Ahankara Bimuda, to think that we are the doers. Paramatma is material energy, us. It's a combination. I don't know if I went too off, but that's what I have to say. Tashi? Krishna said, "Yeah, tamam prapadyante tam statadva vajami aham." According to the way people approach to me, I respond to them. So, for example, for a karma yogi, he is the supreme giver. Krishna, Paramatma, is the supreme giver. Who Bhaktaram Yagatapa, no? You worship him, he is the supreme enjoyer of the sacrifice, etc. For so that's the way he, Krishna, will reveal. Like, if we approach to the way we approach and we surrender to the government, to the president, is the way they reciprocate to us. For example, if you go out to the to pay your bills to the government and you behave properly, but you are not interested in the president, in knowing the president. You are interested in following his instructions because you know that you will receive benefits from the government. So your relationship, the president reveals to you as the government, as the supreme power. But you are not much interested. Your interaction is only, I give, you give me. It's in that way. So we also, if we surrender in that way to God, to Krishna, he will reciprocate in that way. So it's more like karma yoga is more based on those dealings. It's utilitarianism. Like Krishna says to Arjuna in the first canto, different levels of karma kanda and karma yoga, all based on gaining. Like it's more like karma kanda also. If you fight, you get heavenly planets. If you do that, you get this, you get that. Finally, he will say, Sarva Dharma Paritya, just act for me. So Agyana, we also will want to merge in the government. Maybe he wants to get a position in the government. But he's interested in being protected by the energy of the government, to be in the realm of the government. So also if we want to just be in the merge in the energy of the Lord, but don't have a relationship with the Lord, we also can have that, but there is not interaction. There is a feeling of protection, of being there. I work in the government, like part of the government. We are all one with the government because we are all functioning there. But a bhakta has another attitude with the Lord, in the same way a citizen may want to really know about the president. Before that, the yogi who wants to, with the analogy of the government, he may want to see, observe the president in this citizen. So he may go, get maybe a position in the government and see the president and maybe shaking his hand and say, Mr. President. And then he may take a picture with him and he will be, oh, I saw the president. But the relation is very distant, very neutral. And he's still the powerful president and you're the citizen. So they observe, the yogis, they meditate on Paramatma. They are just meditating on the form of Paramatma. But the bhakta, he wants to make a relationship for the sake of that relationship. So the same with the citizen, he wants to know about the president, his other activities beyond being the president, maybe who is his wife, etc. And he may want to establish a relationship. It's very difficult. Bhakti is very difficult to obtain. Bhaktiman Abhijanati is not for everyone, in the sense that it's easier to have an audience with an important person that have a relationship. For example, like I can make an appointment with the dentist. So my surrender is just call by phone, say I need an appointment, and they will reciprocate. But I cannot call the dentist and say, hey man, I don't know you, but I would like to visit you and let me talk about life and make some friendship. He will say, who are you? I'm working here. I'm not interested. So you really need to make a plan and follow a system to make a relationship with the dentist, what to speak with the president. So in the same way, The bhakti yoga process is not cheap in that sense. It's not like you say, oh, I'm friend of the Lord. No, you need to follow a process. Not everyone can be a friend of the Lord. It's easier to get an audience, maybe an appointment, but not to become an intimate friend of the Lord. This is very rare. Like, it's very rare to be a friend of the president. You need. So it's easier to have a formality in relationship with God. God, give me this, give me that, and I will do everything you need. But it is very rare. Samahatma Sudullabaha, it's very rare to be able to have a relationship with the Lord. So in this way, he will surrender. If we surrender in that way, he will really reciprocate. But that surrender means to follow a process. Again, beginning by the spiritual master and 64 angas of bhakti. And then we can have a relationship. You have to sign many papers. Not just make a phone call. Okay, it's 8:30. Just Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, thank you for your class. And I was trying to share that river Ganges, you know, why he is very purified, because it has emanated from the toenail of Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna. It's directly coming from that. That's why it purifies, you know. And also it is mentioned that, you know, the holy places specifically, you know, that devotees, pure devotees, they are not interested to visit. Why? Because, you know, the sin occurred by others. You know, they transmit it, it means, you know, they partake. They means in other ways it is induced to the devotees, pure devotees. So that's why pure devotees are not interested to go to the holy places, like, you know, river Ganges and everything. But it's good for the people in general.
Yes. It's part of the Nanga devotional service, Padasevanam, yeah, to go visit holy places. And
yeah, that's right. Excellent.
Thank you for pointing out this. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nityananda Trayodasi is coming in a few days ki.